This next gentleman, you have seen him on television. He's been on Penn & Teller show. He has been on America's Got Talent. Please go get Mr. Dragon and bring him in here.
Mr. Dragon.
Piff the Magic Dragon. Very funny comedian slash magician.
Yes.
What do you think came first?
Probably magician, then probably thought, hey, maybe I'll up the stakes a little bit and wear a $5
dragon costume. Ballsy move.
Yeah.
And Piff is what? Where is he from? England?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's English.
So you can see Piff. He is going to be at Side Splitters, but I believe the early shows are sold out. So there he is. Oh, yeah. You brought Mr. Piffles too.
Yeah, all right.
I'd auction him off for charity.
Have a seat, Piff. Make yourself comfortable. This is fantastic.
All right. Come on, Piffles. Yeah. There you go. Well, he's off. Where will he go next?
Come here, Piffles, where are you?
Oh, animal crackers.
Oh, there you go. Look at that. How are you, my man?
Very good.
It is nice to see you. Hi, Piffles. How you doing?
Piddles.
Piddles. How long have you had this dog?
6 years.
Oh, really? So you're attached.
Well, you want these? I'll be wasted on you.
Do you do a lot of radio?
Yeah.
Now, and you get mad every morning when you put the costume on. You're like, you son of a bitch, it's the worst.
Guys.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm a genuine magic dragon.
I'm sorry. Sorry, my bad. Like, you watch wrestling at all? You know anything about wrestling?
Yeah.
So we're always like, John Cena is like the most popular wrestler. Yeah. Does he wish he never put on jean shorts? Because now he has to wear those forever. His costume is what I was talking about.
His costume is pretty manageable.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not
a pair of jean shorts. It's not like the guys with like the mask and all the flares on each arm.
That's true.
What am I doing for a living?
Let's talk about what you do for a living. What came first? Were you doing magic first?
Was I a dragon first?
No, you were born a dragon. You're always a dragon. I learned that the hard way.
Obviously, an actual dragon. Don't lick that.
Lick it. I don't. Nobody cares. You're fine. Well,
he's gonna. Poof.
Yeah, bite a wire.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Spanish will clean it. We'll be fine.
All right. He's gone. Bye, Piffles. Piffles is gone with the ladies.
What happens if something happened to Piffles?
Give
it back up, Piffles. Well, will you be sad? Will there be another one?
Yeah, sure. I'd be sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd be inconsolable. Unconsolable? Inconsolable.
No one's going to correct you here. I assure you of that.
Because no one knows.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
So basically.
Where are you from?
I'm from London, originally. Yeah.
How long have you been here?
Almost 2 years now.
Did you do Piff the Magic Dragon over there first?
Did I?
Did you present yourself to the people of London first?
I was.
Yes.
Yes, I did. That was where I started.
Before that, he was Piff the IT guy, though, right?
Right. Yeah. Piff the accountant dragon. Yeah.
And did they appreciate your humor over there? Did it go over well?
Yeah, kind of. But the thing is, dragons in England, they've got a very poor history.
Right.
A lot of slaying.
Right, so not...
They're an oppressed minority.
Yeah. You use that to your advantage over there?
I left.
You left. Did, you got out of there.
Yeah.
Where do you go first when you come here? Vegas? Where do you go?
I went straight to Vegas. I got a contract at Cosmopolitan. In Vegas.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good gig.
It was a great gig.
Yeah. That's a nice
greatest
place.
Gig ever. Yeah.
And I had
a full size couch in my dressing room.
Whoa, fancy.
I could nap whenever I wanted.
When you do that, you don't stay there at the hotel, right? That's just in TV.
No, stay there in my couch.
No, you live in your
couch.
In your couch.
Yeah, they never knew.
Shut up. Wouldn't that be great? What? No, seriously, you can live in Las Vegas? You like that?
Yeah, I love it.
I don't know.
It's not to like.
It's 9,000 degrees.
Yeah, it's a dry heat.
It is a very dry heat.
Yeah.
It's 9,000 degrees, and then I would feel like that I'd blow all my money easily.
Oh, well, I didn't gamble.
I didn't say
I'm not
just
allowed,
gambling.
I'm a magic dragon.
You're right.
Banned from the casinos.
I would blow it on. I'm not a hooker guy, but I think I'd become a hooker guy. I would be bored out of there. Who do you move here with?
My tiny dog.
Just you and your dog?
Yeah.
And you, so that's another thing. Now you're in another city with nobody. You don't know anybody. You're
wow,
a lonely
you
dragon.
You paint a bleak picture.
He's going to go back.
I was feeling good about my life until I turned up.
No, it's a
so
great
it's
life.
Just you, your tears, a tiny dog to lick them off your face.
Live on a sofa.
Oh, my God. Yeah, live on a sofa. Wow.
Do you know you were the bright spot on America's Got Talent this year? I mean,
what was the dark spot?
All the rest of it.
The dancing kids.
Yeah,
the same thing every
who
year.
Who doesn't love tap dancing kids?
This guy.
You got
most of them. Most of this
you
country.
Have no soul.
No.
It's honestly you have an act. You have talent. You have comedy. You have magic. You have a good dragon thing going for you. And then singing Kids come on. And that's the one thing about Howard that made me mad, because when he took that job, he was like, I'm not going to, these people can't be judges. They're afraid to actually say things. I'm gonna, and then he was like, oh, yeah, nice, Kids, going through.
Yeah, well, I saw one where he said to the kid, forget it, kid, you haven't got it. And the kid burst into tears.
Yeah.
And then Howard he got up to go there. To and,
yeah, oh, then you're in the wrong job if you don't want to do that.
Look, if you really want to make grown tiny kids ruin their lives, then
somebody has to tell them now.
So, all right, fine.
Somebody has to tell them now.
Well, you're Piff. The man. I mean, the job's open.
Nope, I have two Let kids of my own.
Hello, this is Piff. I found the replacement, guys. you need somebody to ruin kids' lives? I've got the guy.
I'm the guy. I have no problem with it all. Who did you like on the show? What other acts did you like? Was there some stuff you saw that was interesting?
Yeah, I liked the Ciro A people.
Yeah.
Because mainly it was like colorful and
yeah.
I don't know what you want to say.
I don't know.
I tell you what I like, the singer Sharon Irving.
But that's another thing. You got 9 singing shows. We shouldn't allow singers.
I don't watch them, so yeah. I was quite happy to have a singer. You know, I don't.
You were entertained,
right? Yeah. And like, I rarely see a singing show, so I was happy that they brought it to my door.
Okay. But I think the big thing is with America's Got Talent is we're looking for something else that we haven't seen normally, and that's why whenever you walked out on stage. I'll be completely honest with you. You walked out on stage and I go, oh boy, here we go. And then you won me over because you were funny, you were good, you did. And that was something completely different. You weren't dancing kids, you weren't singing lady. It was something completely different.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, I still lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was the
I guess
thing.
America wants dancing kids.
That's the problem. So. Who won? Did anybody even know who won?
I don't know. I can find out.
Wow, guys, this is brutal.
No, why? Why?
Go on America's Got Talent, and in 3 weeks, people will have forgotten who won.
Yeah.
I went to the finale for the second
Paul
season.
Paul Zerdin.
What is he
doing? The ventriloquist.
Oh, that's right.
Of course. Well, ugh.
Guys, this is brutal now.
You know it's bad, Biff. You know that's bad. Come on. You know it's bad, or make the dog talk.
Oh, look at these delicious animal burgers. Time to snack on them.
Piff is going to be at Sidesplitters, from what I understand. The show is already selling out.
Yeah, we got like 20 tickets left.
Wow.
For all of the shows.
Wow, good for you.
Like, in total.
For each show.
No, not for each show, in total.
So this is it. By the end of the show, all the shows will be sold out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we're going to put them on eBay, because I bought 400 tickets. I'm going to be outside pimping those tickets like you wouldn't believe.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Piff is going to be at Sidesplitters, 960-1197 or sidesplitterscomedy.com to make plans to go see him. Who do you travel with, Piff? Just you and the dog?
Me and the dog.
You have an opener?
Yep.
I heard that your opener is the naked comedian. Is that true?
Jade Simone.
Yeah. Is that her?
Yeah.
I don't know her name.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm telling you her name.
You said
you don't do very well with information.
Almost like with a question.
Information.
You were like, Jade Simone. Yes.
No,
I guess
Jade Simone.
Right. Jade Simone? No, you're right. You did. You said it as a statement.
Unbelievable. Piff to management.
Will she be there with you?
Yeah, because she's opening.
Oh, she no. And yeah. Will she be naked? Is that what she? I don't know. I'm getting all these.
It's a metaphor.
Oh, it is. Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
Me neither.
She sounds like somebody that should be naked.
You should not put naked comedian in Google. Well, I mean, you should actually, because none of these, I believe, are Jade Simone. But there's some good stuff.
Yeah.
Whenever you try and find that.
Oh, I didn't know what was going on. Mr. Piffles is running
Piffles
around.
On the list.
Piffles is a mock. That's a technical term, a mock.
A mock? What? Tell me, if you don't mind, can I get some Piff background? What did you do before? When did you first get into, did you start doing magic young?
Yeah, just hatched out the shell, 4 clubs, bang. I mean, it was the wrong card, but you know, you got to start somewhere,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I get you. Yeah. And when did you first have success?
So I came up in the UK, did like the Edinburgh Festival out there.
Right.
Did that for 5 years running.
They must have loved you.
Oh, no.
No?
Eventually.
Right.
I won them over with relentless, like, deadpan misanthropy.
How hard is that to be so deadpan if you feel like you're losing everybody?
Well, then it's very easy to be deadpan.
Oh, then you... I think that's when I panic. I'd just be like, oh, it's a joke.
That's when you're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
This is going as badly as I thought.
And then you do the festivals, and then what? What was the first big gig?
The first big gig, I did a show with Penn & Teller over there.
That was great. We watched it on YouTube. Yeah. I love those guys. You love Penn & Teller? Guys.
Yeah, they're my buddies in Vegas.
Yeah, they were big fans of yours. I saw them wearing your shirts and stuff.
And Penn and I just did a show together on Monday.
Where to do it? What do you do?
Some corporate thing.
Oh, really?
For like sweet corporate dollars.
That's a good gigs, right? During middle of the week corporate gigs?
Yeah. Penn was the voice of my mind reading goldfish.
Yeah. And they were part of his finale too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I got my dream in the finale. That was my prize. I said to them, guys, listen, I only want one thing from the show. I want to be able to fly in from the top of Radio City and then get stuck a foot off the ground. And they were like, yeah, great, you can do that. And they said, do you want to do a spot with Penn and Teller? I was like, of course I do.
Yeah.
So then I think, and then Penn and Teller came on and I got stuck, and then they got to like flip open my tacular and like eat my snacks and do everything they've ever dreamt of.
Right. I'm sure.
I think Penn is just, ever since he did that, he's just been working on ways to do it again. And he can't stop making the noises. He's like, whenever I see him, he's like, Piff.
He's a good dude, man. He's been on the show a bunch of times. Like, I could listen to him talk. He's very intelligent. I just saw them not too long. I went up to New York when they were doing the New York
run. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, it was good. It was great. The very first time I ever saw them, when I was in high school in Off-Broadway in New York. So the fact that they went back there, I took my son up there to check that out.
Isn't that crazy?
You enjoy more? I watched it. Did you watch a documentary with the magicians that came out last year? I forgot what it was called. It was a lot of it was done at that magic place in L.A.,
right?
Have you been there?
Yeah.
And it's, is it cool, or it seems like there'd be a bunch of nerds there?
It's cool.
Sounds cool.
Awesome. It's a magic castle, right?
Magicians and magic dragons rarely mix.
They hate you know? Because you're a dragon?
They're jealous.
Yeah.
You know, that's jealous. What I'm saying. They're like, wow, we wish we were magic dragons.
Most of them have boring jobs and they learned a little magic.
Exactly.
You are a dragon.
I was born a magic dragon.
Right. Yeah. It's hard to keep up with that.
Right.
I gotcha.
I had a head start in magic in dragon life.
Is there anything you can do today? I don't know. It'd be kind of weird on the radio.
Yeah, it'd be kind of weird on the radio.
Yeah.
I could eat an animal cracker again.
Do that. That'd make them all disappear.
Why have you got so much hand sanitizer?
He's filthy. The
largest bottle of hand sanitizer I've ever seen. I've never even been into a shop and seen that.
Backed and up not with only that, disinfectant wipes.
Next to the hand sanitizer is the jumbo disinfecting wipes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then just a sort of very clear vase of water.
A lot of times people bring their little dogs in. They run all over the studio. We like to make sure it's clean when they're done. I don't know. Everybody gets a cold around here, and then next thing you know, the whole building's sick.
Great.
Yeah.
Do you know that the naked comedian girl has been on the show?
On our show?
Jane Simone.
She has been on our show.
How come I don't remember that?
If you saw a picture of her. No, if you saw a picture of her, you'd probably remember her. But she was on the show before.
Hold on, let me see. Oh, God. Wow. I know I don't remember her, but I don't know why.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, but she was. She was on the show before.
That doesn't look like a metaphor to me, Piff. That looks legit.
It's a metaphor.
Okay.
It's a legit metaphor.
All right, I'll take it. What do you do for fun, Magic Dragon?
Eat animal crackers. Uh-huh.
That's not your regular activity. We just happen to have those, didn't we?
No, this is all I do. This is on my rider. I was like, can you ensure that vending machine has animal crackers? Otherwise, I'm going nowhere near that show.
Most riders involve the vending machine.
Yeah. The good ones do.
What I do for fun, hang out with Mr. Piffles. You know what I do for fun? I love working.
Yeah, well, I would imagine so.
My favorite thing to do is doing my show. So, like, we just do as many shows as we can. So here we added one extra show. And we're going to Edmonton soon. We're doing 12 shows in Edmonton in a week.
Jesus, good for you.
Because they put on 7, and then they just kept adding them, and they all sold out, so now it's 12.
So when you come over here and you got a Cosmopolitan deal, it's good money. And then now you're on America's Got Talent, and you're booking shows left and right.
Right.
Way better money?
Way better money.
Good for you.
Yeah. I'm getting like $12 a show these days.
Oh, man.
Cash.
Doubled up. Cash, yeah.
Actual cash.
Okay.
These animal crackers don't buy themselves, boys.
No, I got you. It had to be at least 85 cents.
Right.
I'm very happy for your success. You're very funny.
Thank you.
And a wonderful magic dragon.
All right. Should we do a magic trick?
Do whatever you want. Whatever you're comfortable with.
All right.
What can you do?
Think of any number between 1 and 100.
Okay.
Okay. You got it?
I do.
Okay. Name it out loud.
42.
No.
That is good.
Right.
I was lying.
It was 74.
It was 74. The man is a Piff, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Go see Piff at Sidesplitters. Get your tickets before they hit eBay, because the price will just go through the roof.
I saw a ticket on eBay. for the we're doing Foxwoods.
Oh yeah,
yeah. $250 these people want for it.
Wow,
I know.
What do you get for that?
Well, you got a ticket.
Yeah, just to come see the show.
Yeah, they bought a ticket, stuck on eBay. Oh, you know what? I eBayed on the last round. Howie wrote his name on some money, so I put it on eBay. Went straight up to $500.
What?
And then eBay took it off.
Oh, because you can't sell money. What was the problem?
I don't know. Maybe that was a bug.
I think that was it.
Yeah,
I think
maybe, why couldn't you sell money?
I don't know. It doesn't seem to make sense.
That makes no sense. They sell money everywhere.
Yeah.
That's what money is. Right, right. Sell.
So Howie signed it.
Yeah.
You put it up and it went to $500?
Bang, like that. It would have gone more.
Yeah.
That's what eBay ripped me off.
Wow.
It's the last time I support them on live national television. And I got in trouble for saying that.
Did you really?
Yeah. eBay, if you're listening, send me something.
Yeah. $500. You owe Piff.
Yeah. $500 will do.
At least a credit for $500.
Or at least $500 of animal crackers.
Animal crackers, yeah, something.
Speaking of the internet, we were talking about it earlier, YouTube. Did you make any money off of YouTube? Because no. We were talking about the different people that are on there. Nothing?
No.
But you had a bunch of views, didn't you? You had like 12, over 12 million?
Yeah, you know, like, it's like the clips that you don't have the license for. Somebody else put on that clip as well.
I gotcha.
It's the dark
you need your own channel.
That's why.
I have my own channel.
And monetize it?
Look, guys.
I'm trying to help with the animal crackers.
About my career since I've come in here.
You can sleep on the sofa if you want to.
YouTube steals your money.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Piff. This is not what we wanted. We wanted you to be happy.
You need a business manager.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm getting a business manager, actually.
Are you?
You are?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what they do. I guess they manage their own business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But everybody I do that for Mr. Piffles, really.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Everybody seems when you're famous to have, everybody's got an agent, of course.
Yeah.
And then they all have a publicist. Like I saw a guy.
I just got a publicist.
What does that cost?
$16.
No.
I'm already running.
You're only making 12.
I know.
A show.
I guess what I've got to get the business manager in.
Seriously, how expensive is a publicist?
It's expensive.
Like, give me a monthly fee. Is it a retainer?
Yes.
So you have to pay money up front and then a monthly fee?
Yeah, it's like a pimp. Yeah,
yeah,
it's the same deal.
That seems ridiculous.
Well, I, you know,
you need it though.
You need it.
How do you find? How does the Magic Dragon pick a publicist? Somebody else is using.
We've got a Penn and Teller's publicist.
That's got to be an expensive publicist,
right? They said we'd love to work with you, and I was like, great. And then they were like, here's our bill. I was like, hang on a minute, guys.
What happened?
We'd love to work with you for money.
Yeah,
okay, that's the full conversation.
Yeah, that sucks.
But yeah, and then I got a manager at Brillstein, who I met when I came to Vegas.
So you have a good manager.
Yeah.
You have a good publicist.
Yeah.
You have a good agent, I assume.
Great agent.
So right there, that's 10, 20, you're losing about 30% of your income just to other people.
Or,
yeah.
Or I'm paying them to do the job and get me lots and lots of cash.
Yes, so you have to look at it that way. Without them, you would be making less money.
Yeah, it's like $8 or something. Like
right,
that,
right, sure, right. So keep it at least 12 to 16 for the win.
Yeah, I mean, they're bringing in like $20 a show. Once they've taken their cut, Mr. Piffles has his, and they've got $12 left.
So. I would imagine Mr. Piffles is easy to take care of. Look at that little baby dog.
So adorable.
Hey, get out of my hot chocolate. Oh, he's going for the animal crackers.
The little dog is wearing his little...
Piffles, animal cracker. Come on.
If he poops right there, that'll be the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
On whoever's shirt
please,
that is.
Please let him do it. Come on, Piffles.
Come on, Piffles.
Come on.
Do it.
Do it for the sake of history. History depends on you.
Then you'll find out why we have those wet wipes and the sanitizer.
Yeah, then I'll take every word back. Wow, they are practical and useful.
Have you done a lot of radio in Tampa?
No.
No? I mean,
this is the first time I've been to Tampa.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know, like, I figured they would parade you around all the...
No, I did some morning show yesterday.
TV?
It was Stephanie.
Yeah, how was that? I don't know who that is.
I don't need me neither.
Anybody know Stephanie?
Mr. Darth Vader put Mr. Piffles in a death grip.
Oh, no.
Now, that's not a bad morning. As far as I'm concerned.
I did not. I wish I would have known. I would have seen it. Well, listen. It was a pleasure to meet you. I'm glad things are going well for you. What is next for you?
I go back to Vegas. I do 3 America's Got Talent shows at Planet Hollywood.
So who's on those tours?
It's just 3 of us. Me, Drew Lynch, and Paul Zerdin.
Oh, no wonder why we can't talk around.
So the top 3.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But it's not even the top three.
Well, yeah, that was a weird thing.
I think it's the cheapest acts.
That was a weird thing because they didn't say like who came in what order or anything. Right. They just said this guy won.
Yeah. No, they didn't. They said they did top five. No, they did. Hang on. Guys.
You were there.
I was there. I'm trying. Right. So, yeah, I sort of nodded off. I was in the bottom five, and they didn't list those in numerical order.
Right.
And then they went 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't know. You could be 6. You could be 10.
Probably 10th. Yeah. Yeah.
Who's better looking up close, the Heidi Klum or the Spice Girl?
Spice Girl.
Yeah, right?
Heidi Klum's too tall.
She too, her face got real old.
Well, forget about that, but she's just too tall. She's literally out of my reach. She's literally above me.
And do you get to cavort with them, with the judges? You get to spend the time with them?
Are
they cool? I met Howie. Howie was very nice. He's been on the show a bunch of times.
Yeah, they were all really nice.
Yeah?
Yeah. The only problem I had was with Heidi when I did this trick, Mr. Pibbles on the boxes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The magic looked really good, right? Because we improved the magic for the show. So it looked really good. And Heidi was like, I can't believe you put the dog in the box. And I was like, what? And she's like, the dog was in the box. It was so mean. And I was like, do you remember what I do for a living, Heidi? Yeah.
As she's
I'm
saying
a magic
it.
Dragon. Magic.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, oh.
She's a model, not the smartest. Of
the
bunch.
Yeah. So, no, but they're all good. And like, for me, it was great to have Howard there.
Yeah.
That was the reason.
Were you a fan of Howard? Did you know? Oh, okay. I didn't know if you knew.
Yeah, huge fan.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Even if you go out there and you lose and he really likes you, you'll be like, all right, I did something good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, we liked it. You were a bright spot for us. I'm glad to have you on the show. I'm glad the shows are selling so well.
Yeah.
It is Piff the Magic Dragon, Side Splitters. Tonight, 8 and 10, 15, and Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, and if you ever come to Vegas, we're about to open the Piff the Magic Dragon show in Vegas.
Where?
At the Flamingo.
Really?
Monday through Wednesday. So I'm going to do Monday through Wednesday, and then I'm going to tour the country for the rest of the year.
Wow. Good for you, dude. Yeah.
What a great... we're booked like on the weekends until like something crazy like Tuesday. No, until like middle of next year.
That's a lot of $12 shows. You're going to be doing well. What do your parents do?
One is Keeper of Kingdoms. Right. And the other one just flies around and burns villages. I don't know.
My bad.
I rarely see him.
Yeah. I just wondered what the first time your folks got to see you doing your act, what they thought.
Then we were like, good luck with that.
Yeah. But isn't that great now? Isn't that great now that you're doing?
Yeah, well now they're like, what?
Yeah. You have boatloads of money.
You're world famous. What?
Oh, unbelievable. Good. Listen, very nice to meet you. And Mr. Piffles, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, this was
very nice.
A good time.
I appreciate your animal crackers.
Next time we'll have them. He will supply them for you.
That's all right. Somebody gave me these.
Oh, okay.
I didn't pay for them.
Good.
And I had some delicious hot chocolate from a vending machine. Yep.
This is what we do for our guests.
Yep. No, it's
only
nice.
The dragons.
Magic dragons.
Yeah, magic dragons. I'm sorry.
little bit of respect.
Piff the Magic Dragon. See him this weekend.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.